This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story, we begin with tragic news out of Puebla. One person is dead after an accident involving a crane this morning on Avraz grounds in Pueblo. The Pueblo Fire Department, the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office, the Avraz Fire Department, and the Pueblo Police Department all dispatched to a toppled crane at 11:18 this morning. Once at the scene, PFD, Pueblo Fire Department, said the crews determined an employee of a subcontractor working in Avraz grounds was deceased beneath the toppled crane. Recovery efforts for the man began with the permission of the Pueblo County Coroner's Office. The Pueblo Fire Department said that there's no other injuries reported. An investigation into the incident is underway to determine the exact cause of that accident. The victim's name will be released by the Pueblo County Coroner's Office. Republicans are working on from Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. Jordan is no longer the party's nominee for Speaker of the House following a secret ballot held behind closed doors this afternoon. This comes after he lost three rounds of voting this week on the House floor. The move leaves the Republican conference without a nominee more than 2 weeks after historic removal of Kevin McCarthy, the former speaker. Lawmakers will return to Capitol Hill on Monday to try to find a path forward as Congress is facing a series of pressing issues. ABC News will have much more on that coming up in just a few. Colorado Springs police have recovered thousands of dollars in merchandise stolen from a local King Soopers and Safeway stores. The police department says if the officers executed a search warrant at the home on Solar Glen Drive on Wednesday. The warrant was issued as part of an investigation into what police called is a fencing operation located in that home. Officers were able to recover goods worth more than $13,000 during the search. The police department declined to release any more information about the investigation, saying it was ongoing. The 4th Judicial District Attorney's Office says that the March shooting by a Colorado Springs police officer was justified. The DA's office announced yesterday that Officer Pierre Gutierrez had justifications to shoot and wound Jose Aponte on March 15th. Investigators say that the police officer found Aponte hiding in the crawl space of a home but refused orders to show his hands. Officer Gutierrez reportedly shot and wounded the individual when he raised a metal object towards officers. The object turned out to be a flashlight. The DA's office says that he was justified because the metal object posed an immediate threat after officers executed all attempts to end that situation without lethal force. A state commission is willing to give a wind turbine manufacturer over $20 million in incentives to put a production facility in Pueblo. The Colorado Economic Development Commission approved a package over $18 million in tax credits as well as cash incentives of more than $4 million yesterday. The commission says the global company is considering Pueblo for a blade manufacturing facility that could bring 2,300 jobs. And finally, Cheyenne Mountain Zoo will welcome families to their annual Halloween-themed event later on today. Boo at the Zoo is going to be held this weekend and next weekend on Halloween night. Families will be treated to a lighted pumpkin patch, a kid-friendly haunted house, and other activities. They're also going to be on trick-or-treat stations located around the zoo. Advance tickets are required, so get them now at the zoo's website.
Another gorgeous day just about in the books across the Front Range. Temperature-wise, we had record-breaking highs. And we stay mild overnight tonight. We're in the low to mid-40s, so temps a few degrees above where they should be. No clouds overnight. By Saturday, 74, the high in the spring, 78 in Pueblo. We are sunny. We are dry with no rain chances until at least Thursday of next week. So a nice stretch of weather is still headed our way. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.